Hi, I'm Jermaine, and this is my story. So I was born in 88, which was birth by ambulance, and after 2 years in the UK, my mom sent me and my brother to Ghana, where I would spend the next 10 years being raised by my grandmother, my grandparents, along with various cousins, uncles, and aunties. Most of my family members were Catholic, which through nurture also became my worldview. I attended St. Teresa's Catholic School, which also had a church of the same name. I remember every Wednesday we were gathered in a classroom whereby we got coerced essentially into reciting our rosaries. So this consisted of at least 53 Hail Marys, 6 Our Fathers, 5 Glory Bees, and so on and so forth. I would attend church on Sunday, but not paying attention too much to what was happening in the church. I mostly went to meet friends and would sometimes skip church to go to the arcade. I was quite mischievous growing up. I had a huge temper and acted out of rage when things did not go my way. In retrospect, I think this was partly influenced by the feeling of rejection from my parents who were still in the UK, mostly from my dad. And also these tantrums would drive me to fight with various family members, including my grandmother. Eventually, I'll get restrained by multiple people and realizing I couldn't break free, I'll promise that I wouldn't do it again because I knew the punishment that was about to be dealt to me. And because old habits die hard, I will get triggered on another occasion and respond with rage, provoking my family members to restrain me again. I vaguely remember one time my grandmother was making soup. So back in Africa, when you're making soup, it's usually in these big pots, essentially. And I got triggered again, and then I literally went over to the stove where the soup was and just pushed the whole thing down. Fast forward a couple of years, I came back to the UK in November 2000, and assuming the role of a Catholic, I got into St. Mary's School after my mother and I showed our faces to the priest a couple of Sundays prior in order to convince him that we were still Catholics. And all through my school years, I still had that anger problem. And we'll constantly get into a fight with my mom and siblings. When I was outside, I appeared to be introverted, timid, but when I got home, I was a different person. I remember one time because of something I did wrong, don't remember what it was, but my mom reached out and smacking me, commanded me to head to my room. And of course, as I was going towards my room with the smacking going on, I totally switched, don't know what happened. All I know is I threw my fist, got her in the face. She covered her face, still hit her a couple of times, screaming, telling her to let go of me, to leave me alone. And after that episode was over, she lowered her hands and suddenly I saw just blood trickling out of her nose. So that's a huge shock to me. From that experience, shocking because none of my siblings had ever gone that far. I just happened to be the unlucky one. And also my mom had high blood pressure, so I was kind of fearful that, you know, if she had dropped at that time, I would be, I don't know, in a much worse situation. So the shame and the regret from that experience became a turning point for me, although it didn't draw me to Christ immediately. And after attending churches like Follies End in Croydon and New Life Christian Center, I began to learn more about the Bible. A passage which stuck to me during that time was Matthew 24, which spoke of the signs leading to Christ coming and also Christ's second coming. So this made me contemplate where I stood with God and knew that had Christ returned, I would not be a part of his church. But I had so many cares for my life then, which kept me from pursuing Christ wholeheartedly. However, in the months leading to my conversion, I began experiencing dreams about Christ coming. So in this dream, I was outside and then suddenly the sky goes dark and light will burst forth through the skies. And in that light was Christ. And this stayed in my mind for a little while, but I did not respond to it. Little did I know that I'll be having these dreams over and over again. So this went on for a couple of months, some of it more intense than the other. I'll get up and have this sense of urgency that I needed to hand over my life to Christ. Eventually, I prayed, inviting Christ into my life, and on Halloween of 2004, I got baptized at New Life Christian Church. So my life transformed a bit. Afterwards, I realized that I did not lash out in rage, and in fact, it made me more gentle, even though I got into arguments, I would not get triggered like I did prior to my conversion. So the way my brother described it was as such, I paraphrase, but one time he said to me, "You were angry, bad-tempered, but suddenly it just stopped." I could only glorify God for transforming me in that manner, and therefore trusting in Jesus to continue his work of salvation in the midst of my issues and constant failings. I still get bogged down by the cares of this life, I know that if Christ had returned, those cares would have been just pointless. I'm encouraged, although, that I'm saved through faith, given as a gift from God, and not just down to certain works that I need to perform. But then those works are rather a fruit of my faith rather than the root of it. Thank you.
Let me invite the band up and let's pray for our brother, Jermaine. Lord, it is amazing to hear that story when we know our dear brother so well. He's been on Redeemer for years and years. And Lord, Jermaine is, as you know, maybe in the whole of Redeemer, the most patient, gentle, kind, humble, one of the most people like that. And Father, you've changed him, your Holy Spirit. We hear what he was like and we give you the glory. Lord, you are the God who changes and saves. Father, please help him to keep growing. We all need to keep growing, and as he continues his journey of becoming more godly, Lord, please would you fuel that on for the sake of your glory. Thank you for what a wonderful brother he is to so many in this church, and would his friendships and relationships with us keep deepening, and would all the glory go to you. And so we thank you again for all he does, the ways in which he serves, but most of all for the gift of faith you've given him, so that all of these acts of service are overflowing from that. Amen.